I have you cranked.
Waste time with the masterpiece. Waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling me. You should be rolling me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy.
But you're moving. Yes, Archer. Mix Minus is on tonight. All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, you are hearing me now.
Hold on. I'm going to point at you. Sing the words. You ready?
Cake by the ocean.
Isn't that the word?
Those are indeed the words, yes. Oops, sorry. Yes, those were the words.
So we're not on the stream yet because my computer is acting up, but I'm working on it. So I noticed Archer in the chat room asked if we were on the computer that I use is having issues. It's the one that every morning I come in and it has restarted itself. I think there's a problem.
That sounds like there's a problem, yes.
And then I edited audio in it earlier today, and then the Windows start menu won't come up when I click, so I have to restart it.
Our executive producer would like to know if you've checked the SD card.
Yeah,
maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's what's making it reboot is the SD card.
No, the SD card is... The laptop is not reliant on the SD card.
So, Cyclone or Sater, do you guys hear a noticeable difference in volume between Adam and myself?
Okay, so here's the deal.
Also, are you on original audio? Because you sound clipped.
Oh, God. Yes, I am on original audio. I don't know which... let me try something. I'm going to keep talking, and you tell me when you stop hearing me. I'm talking.
I can't hear you.
Okay, great. So I could turn myself up a little bit.
Hey,
is that
there
better?
You go. Yes, that is better. That's much better.
Is that good? Am I too loud?
That's a little too loud. Bring it down by like a tenth.
What about now? How about now?
That sounds
much louder
great.
Than
no,
it was
that sounds
before.
No, that sounds excellent.
Okay, good.
Me.
Although it's weird though, because I've been the same volume for this entire year that we've been recording either Dubious Intent and or Mix Minus. But that's fine. I can turn it up.
Dear.
It's just weird that I'm sounding quieter today.
You do know that Zoom, have you turned off Zoom messing with your audio? Because Zoom will also try to adjust your audio if you don't have that turned off.
I thought original sound removes that as well.
No, there is a thing there that says automatically adjust microphone volume when you go to the
microphone?
Mute. Yeah, the microphone. What are you talking about? A microphone. Do you not have a microphone?
No, it's off. It's
okay.
It does.
All right.
It
well,
is
then
not,
I don't know
although,
what the problem is, Adam.
Although I could turn that up.
I don't need that turned up.
That's
peaking. That's
yeah, that's too loud.
That's you're.
What about now?
You're clipping there.
What about now? How about now? How is it?
Sounds fine.
Okay. It was. The volume was a little low on Zoom, but I haven't touched it. Also, it's not on auto Doomahitchy.
Not on auto Doomahitchy?
Yeah, it's not on auto.
You mean the Hoonie's not set with the with
correct.
The
Witchy Watch it.
The Witchy Watch. Yeah.
There was something that Auntie Vera said that I almost...
So one of them needs to come down a little bit. Now that you've turned up Zoom, since you turned up your mixer, you're peaking. So I would just turn Zoom down just a smidge.
Okay, I'll a smidge. Yeah. I will. I can put Zoom back where it was.
Sneeze, just sneeze.
Okay, what about If I just talk like I'm very animated right now, how is that?
That sounds fine.
Okay.
Okay. See, dear listeners, this is what sets us apart from, let's say, your given Archer Radio, where we actually check our sound levels and stuff first so that when we put out a show with John Ong and Ricky Burton, it wouldn't sound so completely out of balance.
You know, it's interesting because John Ong, and I don't know if this was last night. Cyclone, if you keep busting my chops all night, I'm going to be pissed at you.
Come on. It's a joke.
It's pissing me off. It pissed me off last week. I would like you to refrain. Thank you. If you can't be nice, don't say anything at all. So, there was a picture on Twitter, but it said posted 3 days ago. And is that from last night? Was Archer?
I was unable to make the gangbang last. No, Archer put out a show earlier this week with Ricky and John Ong, and those pictures were because John Ong was like, "Let's all take selfies with our iPhones. Let's all take selfies with our iPhone." Adam, mm-hmm. this show, this iPhone show. They went. They were like, "We're going to talk about our brand new iPhones. It's going to be great." And then they talked about everything but the phone. They were basically like, Did you get the box? Did you see the box that it came in? Oh my God, the box is so cool. Oh, the box is lovely. Oh my God, I love the box. It's like they were jizzing over the box. And then they started talking about the cameras and they.
You know, jizzing on the box is something completely different.
Well, yeah, no, they were jizzing over the box.
Okay.
But they, they took selfies to show off their cameras. I don't know.
I feel like one day I'm going to become my next dream in life, my next career. None of this is ever going to happen, by the way. For anyone who knows me, I get these things. I get these interests in life and they don't go anywhere because I'm a quitter. But I think my next interest in life is 3D stuff.
Okay.
3D modeling?
You mean modeling. I thought you meant like 3D, like real life, like 3D stuff. Like, look, it's a door and it has a handle and I can turn it and I can...
It's
as if it takes up space.
It just amazes me and I can't do it and it really frustrates me. But it just amazes me when I see all the things that were created. If you watch any of these tutorials on Blender or Maya or any of those softwares, it doesn't matter. Blender happens to be the free one.
Yes.
But you see that and you're like, that looks real.
Yes. Yeah, you know, Unreal
created that in...
You know, Unreal Engine is free also.
Well...
You would have to make $1 million before they would charge you a licensing fee. They're like, it's free unless you make $1 million off of us, and then you pay us a small licensing fee. By the way, Archer, I'm sorry that no one showed up at your gangbang last night. I sent you an email. I was not able to make it last night because I was trying to get some stuff done for a big thing that we had at work today. I apologize. And also, I'll go ahead and give you this. Spoiler alert, next Thursday's Thanksgiving, and I won't be... Thanksgiving. I hope you're not doing a Thanksgiving.
He already said he wasn't having one. So I too could apologize.
You never show up for his gangbang.
But the thing is, for a long time I had a lot of shows, and I do want to be back on the gangbang again. But I've been trying to take a little bit of a break because Throwing Down is on a break. But First ended. So I feel like I have a little bit of a breather for this couple of months. Mm-hmm. So I would just keep telling myself I can't go on another show right now. Just like somebody...
Well, clearly Ricky Burton couldn't be bothered to make it to the gangbang because he was... Did you see? He made it to another... By the way, they asked the question like, have you used the video functions of your phone yet? And Ricky was like, I don't do video. And I'm like, bitch, you post a video on Twitter like every 30 minutes. It's like, hey, y'all, it's Ricky. I'm just walking down the street. Thought I'd post a video. He's like, what do you mean you don't use the fucking video? I got some words for this, Ricky Burton.
I don't want to be judgy.
Oh, well, don't be judgy. But tell me what you think.
But, Did you see that Ricky is at his, he traveled to his family's for Thanksgiving? Yeah. We're not supposed to be, everything that they're saying on all the news and all that kind of stuff is, I don't know which one of us said that.
It was probably me. It was probably me.
But all of it says don't have family get-togethers right now.
Well, because but it doesn't Ricky and, work by himself in his home? I mean, he's a single person that just, he and his husband, I mean, I don't know.
Well, he's not single.
No, I'm saying he and his husband, they like, he works from home.
Well, again, I don't want to be judgy. Let me put it this way. Ricky comes across to me as the type of very liberal, and it shouldn't be a political issue, but you see liberal people as more responsive and doing the right thing around COVID. Mm-hmm. More so than conservative people.
Mm-hmm.
So Ricky strikes me as the type of person who would be very strict. So I was just surprised because everything that they've been saying, even on my local news here in Arkansas today, they said, don't travel, don't have family get-togethers, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah, because Arkansas is like,
well,
wait, Arkansas is like, is that correct? Arkansas is like, no. Arkansas is having a big spike. Arkansas is one of the states that's having the largest spike.
For a week or two, we weren't. Oh. And I was proud. And then now we are.
Where Florida is not having a huge spike right now. We're on the lower end of stuff. But we have Donald Trump Jr. as our governor. So there's nothing that's going to happen in Florida. They're not going to shut down anything. They'll be like, come on in, get some more COVID.
Donald Trump Jr. is your governor?
Yeah, Ron DeSantis.
Are you saying he's, oh, you're just saying he's so far up Donald Trump's butt?
No, Ron DeSantis literally ran as, I'm the clone of Donald Trump. I was born in a test tube from a stray flake of skin that fell off of the orange face.
Well, the reason I paused for a moment is because Donald Trump Jr.
Yes, just tested positive.
Tested positive for COVID. It's not funny.
As did Rudy Giuliani's son. As did Rick Scott, our former governor.
Yeah. But Rudy Giuliani hasn't had it?
Well, you know,
That
was COVID streaming down his face yesterday at the press conference. No, keep this in mind. Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani, several other people are private citizens. They're not required to tell you whether they have COVID or not. The reason that Donald Trump, the president, reason that we know he had COVID was because he was airlifted to a hospital, and as a public servant, his health records are, well, at least that, not his health records. You get what I'm saying. We had the right to know that. But it's like, we don't have the right to know whether private citizen Rudy Giuliani has had COVID or not. That's up to him.
I thought if Rudy Giuliani got COVID, he would tell.
No, well, wow, he might. Yeah, he
all
might.
All the networks.
He might. But keep in mind, you know, it's not like his doctors could tell us. That would be a HIPAA violation.
So back to Auntie Vera. I know how much he loves to be the focus of our talk when he joins the chat room. But he said something.
I'm unfamiliar with this. Who is Auntie Vera? You mean Scott?
Scott, yeah.
You mean Scott?
Well, I'm going by username in the chat room. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, Sater is also in the chat room, so mm-hmm. it gets confusing. We need to nickname them.
Okay, I mean, let's call one of them Sater, and let's call the other one Vera.
Oh, we could. You know, that would work.
Judy Giuliani? Judy Giuliani was the press secretary for Groveland Cleaver. Everyone knows that. That's like...
So anyway, Auntie Vera said something, or Scott, sorry, said something on That's So Elvis this week.
Yes. Oh, got the name right. Thank you.
No, I didn't.
You just said that darn Elvis.
No, I didn't.
What did you say?
I said, that's so Elvis.
Oh, okay. So you admit that you know the title of the show. You're just doing it to get back at me because I keep calling it The Geeky Gay.
It's not top of mind, and it's funnier to the Bahaba. Mm-hmm. It's funnier to say, that's so Elvis. So to the chat room, I apologize if I'm being passive aggressive. I was actually being honest that Cyclone hurt my feelings last week and I would prefer him not to be mean to me tonight. So if I could say that plainer and not passive aggressively, but still nice, this is my attempt. But apologies if I'm being passive aggressive this evening. I have a story which might, if I am in a mood, I have a story which might explain it. I tried so much not to get pissed off. Anyway, I really want to know, Scott, in That Darn Elvis,
I really said
something. Mm-hmm. Did he say something bad about Arkansas? There was something that he said that stuck out to me.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get clarification or
you know what you should do. Ask,
listen to it. Well, I need to listen to it again because I don't remember.
Obviously, you should go to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com and leave a voicemail for us the next show.
Yeah, but now I'm going to have to listen to it again because it was...
Oh, my God. Such
it
horror.
It was so on my heart. It has so hard, weighed upon my heart that I have forgotten what it was. Mm-hmm. I was working while listening, but I did... Oh, no. It was on the... I think it was on the after show.
Oh, it was on the after show.
It was on the after show.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
I don't know. I can't remember. I was hoping I was hoping that it stuck out in your mind. How does Scott not say the word like is what I want to know.
Because he is a professional voice actor who has gone through professional voice training who has...
I know what this training is. Did you sit in a room?
Was the guy with a bell?
And every time you said the word like, they doused your head in water or what was it? I went to this therapist one time who told me that I should do that therapy where every time you have a thought that you don't want to have, you... hit yourself
snap
with
the
something,
rubber ram like they did in Sorted Lives. That is the best part of Sorted Lives,
or
by the way.
Whatever. And he was like, ugh. He said, when you think about men, do something. And then he said, I should force myself to masturbate looking at pictures of women.
Oh, this was the conversion therapy.
It wasn't. But I only went to him once and I told my mom, this guy is a quack. No, I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. I said, I will not be going back to him. He told me I should do things looking at porn.
He wanted me to touch my penis.
Mom, you know, she doesn't want me to look at porn at all, so.
A federal appeals court.
Of course you won't go back to him.
A federal appeals court struck down local ordinances prohibiting licensed therapists from engaging in conversion therapy practice that aimed to change a minor's sexual orientation or gender identity. That happened today.
Every time, oh, that's good. A federal?
I will reread it. A federal appeals court struck down Friday local ordinances prohibiting licensed therapists from engaging in conversion therapy.
Oh, prohibited. Wait, so he says it's okay for them to do it.
Yes, the court ruling concerned ordinances in Palm Beach County and Boca Raton, Florida. By the way, Boca Raton means the mouth of the rat. Governing sexual orientation change efforts, which expressly prohibit licensed counselors from treating minors with any counseling practice or treatment performed with the goal of changing an individual sexual orientation or gender identity. So, I mean, there is no federal ban on conversion therapy. This was a Florida ordinance that was struck down.
But just so I'm understanding, there was an ordinance that prohibited conversion therapy in Florida.
Yes, it expressly prohibited counselors, licensed counselors, people like Taylor the Latte Boy, from treating minors with any counseling practice or treatment performed with the goal of changing an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity due to the health risk such treatment poses.
And
you know what health risk is code for, right?
No.
Suicide, basically. Oh. I mean.
Okay. So a federal judge. So first of all, I'm surprised that Florida.
It wasn't a federal judge. It was a federal appeals court, which means it was three judges.
Okay. Three judges. First of all, I'm surprised that Florida had such a law.
Really? Why would you be surprised by that?
Because Florida.
As I've explained to you before, Florida is a very large state, and Palm Beach County in Boca Raton is extremely liberal. That is where every old Jew from New York goes to retire. So it's very blue.
But was it statewide or just in that one area?
Again, a local ordinance.
Well, local could mean statewide.
The court ruling concerned ordinances in Palm Beach County.
Okay. I'm having trouble, I guess, listening to the whole thing.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I don't know either.
I'm not grasping it. Okay. So that surprised me, but now it doesn't. Now that you explained that, it was just
the judges cast skepticism on evidence provided by the defendants showing conversion therapy is harmful enough to justify the speech restrictions, claiming there has not been enough research done on the topic to show actual evidence of the danger it poses.
Well, could all of the liberal counties band together and help Florida go blue in the next election?
Florida will go blue in the next election because
that helped.
As I've pointed out numerous times, Florida goes with the incumbent. It's like the one consistent thing about Florida voting on presidential elections is that they go with the incumbent. This time they did also, right?
If Donald Trump runs again, I'm moving.
Donald Trump can run again.
I'm moving to Canada.
I would prefer Donald Trump to run again rather than an actual decent Republican candidate that might draw more votes. He's already lost the popular vote twice. It's like him running again in 2024 when he's 105 is not going to mean anything. I feel like that's a good one, right? That's a valid use, right? I think it is. I feel like after people experience 4 years of government actually doing something decent and not having to hear about the president every single day, that their desire to put Trump back in office in 2024 will be vastly.
Oh, we have a ruling from the judge. I feel like is valid.
Oh, good, good, good.
So we're good there.
Okay.
Anyway,
it's always,
if it does happen, I'm moving to Canada. We can still do this podcast.
No, I'm not allowed.
I assume they have.
I am not allowed to do this podcast with foreigners. That is in my contract. If you look at the writers on there, that I must do, the co-host of this show must be an American citizen.
So we have examples of invalid.
I'm just kidding. I don't like America, but
it's just like they were like, I was like.
Okay.
All of those are in the category.
Okay.
I accidentally hit the whole desk.
I have this great story I can't tell you, though.
Are you saving it for your other show?
I am. Because I had already put it on the Trello over there. So I have a great story I can't tell you.
So you're saying that you're saving the gold.
I didn't say gold. I said it was a great story.
The nuggets of gold for the other show.
No.
By the way, when are we doing our threesome?
You would have to coordinate with Vera on that. I'm always down for a good threesome.
Well, you said I need to get on that as if you were going to coordinate it, and then nothing happened. Last week, you said, yeah, I need to set that up.
I am not the one with the weird schedule.
Who is?
Scott and you. You both have, like, evening schedule. That was a like right there. You both have evening schedules that conflict with things. You like to eat dinner at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And Scott needs to do any kind of recording before 5 p.m., Pacific.
Because that starts their night of frivolity.
No, but that's when Drew's off work, and then they do things together for the evening.
I bet they have wild, passionate sex.
Probably every night.
From five to midnight.
That's what they do. That's what wild. That's what old people do. They have wild and passionate sex from 5:01 p.m. until midnight.
Wild, passionate sex from 5:01 until, I don't know, 9 p.m. All the time. I Love Lucy episodes are running in the background.
Lucy, I think you got some splaining to do. Poor Brittany.
I think we could work that out. So 5 p.m. Pacific is 7 p.m.
your time.
My time. Mm-hmm. Which means if we did, you know, 30, 45 minutes, I'm still done in time to eat at 8. Okay. Or 8:30.
Okay.
Mark was irritated with me last night because he likes to go to bed earlier than I do.
Yes. And so I believe you talked about this on thegeekygay.com.
I don't think I did.
You talked about it on the Geeky Gate just the other day that Mark used to go to bed earlier in the evening, but now.
But did I tell this specific?
I don't know what you're about story. To tell me. I'm just saying you mentioned that Mark used to like to go to bed much earlier, and you've talked him up to going to bed at like 9 or something or 10.
Well, it's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sater says that you talked about it on Mix Minus last week.
Oh, well, then I didn't tell this. Okay. Well. Because this happened this week. It's not even a story. He was just a little irritated with me.
Why was Mittens mad?
Because at 11:08.
Yes.
Ish.
P.M.
I put on Amazing Race. Because, in my defense, we like a lighthearted show to end the evening on, so we're not super dramatized or sad or scared or anything like that. So normally what we do is we put on Good Mythical Morning on YouTube.
Good Mythical Morning.
Because they're funny. And I know they've been around for like 15 years.
Yes.
Ish. I feel like
do you have YouTube? Do you have YouTube Premium?
Yes.
So have you seen their YouTube Premium show called The Buddy System with Rhett and Link?
No, I don't really like anything they do other than Good Mythical Morning, so I haven't even looked at it.
You should totally watch The Buddy System because it's just a showcase for them doing their cute little songs.
I don't like their songs.
Oh, you would like these songs.
No, I just literally heard them singing songs yesterday. They did a live stream for 24 hours. Didn't like them. Did not like them. I only like, they have Good Mythical More. I don't enjoy that.
No, ma'am.
I only like good, anyway, it doesn't matter. So they didn't put out a Good Mythical Morning yesterday.
How dare they?
We did not have our evening
show. So you watched The Amazing Race. Did you watch, there was a double episode this past week. There were two episodes on Wednesday. So did you just watch the one? What city were they in?
I hope we didn't watch the wrong one.
What city were they in?
They were in...
Did they go into a phone booth disco?
Yes, they were in Berlin.
Yes, Berlin. That was the first episode.
Okay, no, we did not.
Okay.
Because we ended up... Our normal routine is we watch about 11
I'm glad you're caught up on it because that way we can talk about it tonight. Because I have not watched...
If there was a double header...
I did not watch the second episode either.
Okay. Yes, they went into a phone booth. The gay boys did a chicken dance.
Yes.
Well, everyone did, or lots
not
of
everyone,
people
several
did.
People did, yes. And the gay boys and the assholes did the chicken dance.
The most interesting thing to me was they gave them the costumes.
Well,
not interesting. That's the wrong choice of words, but I was words. I said they gave them those costumes?
So when they walked into the room to get their costumes and they were looking through the rack,
yep.
They were looking for their name. Those costumes were fit to the players. Like there was a costume for every player there. And all they said was, can we wear them to the finish line? And they were like, yeah, sure. So I don't know that they get to keep them, but they at least got to wear them to the finish line. I feel like we need to do something here, Adam.
You said like twice. There. Oh, I feel like it's valid. Yeah. Wait, let's go back.
I said, I feel like we should do something here. That's
valid. Okay, that's valid. That is valid.
Let me find it here. Let me find...
So have you already put some things on deck, or is this from last week?
I have some things over on the left, but hold on, Adam. I we need to do this real quick. Let me just fire up the old machine here. I feel like there's a lot of negative energy coming from you, like maybe you had a bad day at work, and what I want to clear that out. I'm going to clear that. So just stand back just a little bit from your microphone here. I'm gonna spray this down here. Let me just... A little bit right over there. All right, Adam, I've now sterilized the space. And I've cleansed it of any bad juju.
I think I'm fine.
you screamed at our executive producer.
Well, I didn't scream.
In fairness, you said that he hurt your feelings on your show, on The Geeky Gay. You never said it here, so I don't know that he listens to your show. He may not know that he hurt your feelings last week.
No, I said it 15 minutes ago. No, I know I did not say that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think there's either... Okay.
There we go. Let's
there's cleanse. Either there's either a... One of two things happens in my life. I don't know which it is. It's probably a mixture of both. People see me as being so nice that when I say something that is more confrontational or less nice, even if it's honest and real, it comes across as me being mean. Because, okay, no, that's not it. The other thing is, maybe I hold things in, trying to be nice, and when they finally bubble to the surface, they're more pronounced than they would be.
There you go.
From someone
there
who...
There you go. There you go.
Sater, people think I'm nice.
Damn it, Sater. He's nice. Just the other day, he saw Drum in the store, and before he could help himself, he said hello to the son of a bitch. What movie is that from?
I don't know. What movie?
Yes.
He saw a Drum in the store.
Steel Magnolias. Thank you, Sater.
It's been so long since I've... But that name sounded... It's been so long since I watched that. I think I'm a nice... I think people would describe me as a nice person,
generally. I would describe you as a nice person.
But, yeah, I mean, I could see that. I let things...
Fester.
I let things simmer. Fester.
All right. I see what you're asking me. All right. I'm going to move these over to our used column, and I need to date and archive those. I just have not done that. So,
nothing exciting is going on in my life.
Let's see. I'm going to do this.
Maybe I should go to Ricky's family for Thanksgiving.
I wanted to do... There was something I wanted to say about a drive-thru. I was in the drive-thru tonight when I wrote that down. So, well, I'll remember that.
I feel like some people judge me for how much fast food I eat.
I will say this. The drive-through topic that I just threw up there has nothing to do with you.
No. I know.
Some people judge you for a lot of things, Adam.
You will hear on Geeky Gay today. Notice I didn't say The Geeky Gay or thegeekyk.com. Well, no, you were just saying earlier.
I know.
Is that because you say it wrong? I just thought I would...
I think I'm saying it right.
Throw that in there.
Thegeekygay.com.
Right. It's not, though. If you typed in thegeekygay.com in your browser, it would not take you to my website. I eat all of them, Sater. Anything? Well, except Arby's. I do not like Arby's.
That was where I was at tonight. You do not like... What do you have against Arby's?
I don't like it.
You had their Euros?
Don't like their food.
They have a passable Euro.
I'm not... Maybe I am a picky eater. I just need to own it. that I grew up in the South eating double cheeseburgers and steak and potatoes, because that's what you do in the South.
Like steak and potatoes?
Yeah, and that's just it. I just have a non-refined palate, apparently. It's okay. I can, you know, I can live with that.
So I have. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, please finish.
I forgot what I was going to say. So go ahead.
You are a picky eater. Go ahead.
No, really, I forgot what I was saying. I don't like Arby's. I don't remember what I was going to say after that. Keep going. Well, I was not going to say this, but since you left a pause there, if you compare me to Digger, I am not a picky eater at all. It's Digger, right?
Yeah. I don't know how picky Digger is. That is a Scottism.
Well, he is. I had dinner with them. Love him to death. But he was super picky.
Love you to death.
I love them to death.
But
they took me to dinner and they were so sweet. But he was so picky. And I believe I sat next to them at one of the Pride 48 meals. Now, this might have been in New Orleans, and so you weren't there. Mm-hmm. But also, there were 5 million questions about, now, are there mushrooms in this? Is there any form of pickle in this? Is there, mm-hmm. you know. So,
Have you had sauerkraut? Do you like sauerkraut?
I think I would like sauerkraut in certain situations.
There are times
when you need balance.
Yeah, sauerkraut's delicious. I have it with smoked sausage. Smoked sausage and sauerkraut is delicious.
So I think on a scale, let's say a 1 to 10 scale, maybe I'm a 6.
I feel like if I were to step on a 1 to 10 scale, I would break it. I feel like I'm heavier than 10 by many factors.
I would say I'm a 6. And Digger is a 10.
Okay. Do you have anything to add to the Trello while we're adding things to Trello?
I'm thinking.
I see tacos for life. Are we going to add that over there?
You'll go first.
Okay, tacos for life.
I was trying to think of one more thing. Oh, did I not even put my name on there or anything?
I think you put it on there, and then I was also clicking on it to add it for you, and then I inadvertently took it off. There, I put it back.
What else might I talk about?
This is the kind of quality behind the scenes content that you can expect.
Well, my life has never been all that exciting to begin with. And with the little amount of stuff that we now do.
we have icons that tell whose topic it is. Seder. So that way, because sometimes we both put the same general kind of topic, and so it's important to know, wait, was that yours or was that mine?
Give me a minute. I'll think of something else. I'm thinking about it.
Perhaps that's not how you and Cindy do your show, Seder.
Because they can remember their names.
Perhaps you use some kind of pen and paper system or something.
They could. That works as well. It's less that we... No, we don't do a show, it seems. 3.
Yes.
They do 3 shows?
No. My guess is he's probably... I can't see his status over there. Is he playing World of Warcraft? No, he's not playing
World
of Warcraft.
Was that a passive-aggressive comment?
No, he's frustrated that his co-host is never available to do a show, which is why he hasn't done a show.
Was that passive aggressive?
I don't know. Well, if it was, it was directed at Dinglehead.
Do a show, it seems.
Flame Team Kathy, what's her name?
Cindy. Self-defecating. I felt a little bit of...
Yeah, I think you mean self-deprecating. I think self-defecating is shitting on yourself.
I think he knew that, though. That was for comedic effect.
All right. Can everybody do me a favor, please? On your browsing device, can you type in thegeekygay.com and hit enter?
It's not. Did you buy that domain and redirect it or something? You bought that domain and redirected it? You spent $10 or $15 just for that joke?
Adam, it was $13 for a year of that joke. For an entire year of that joke. I am now vindicated from any time that I say thegeekygay.com because it now redirects to the correct place.
And the correct place is what?
Geekygay.com.
Okay. That's still the point.
Unless you make me mad, in which case then it's going to redirect to Archer Radio.
It doesn't matter. It's not like, who uses websites anyway? Who uses website? I don't know if this is really... Man, nothing happened this week.
Oh my God. I was listening to a podcast and they spent the whole time talking about how nothing had happened. I mean, it's fine. If you don't have another topic, Adam, we can make small talk. It's fine. We do that on a pre-show and a post-show as well. We can do that on the show. We can make small talk. It's fine. We have plenty of things.
If I think of something,
you throw it up there.
I'll throw it up there.
Did we have any email voicemail? I thought we had a voicemail last week, didn't we? Came in right after the show. Didn't it came in from Scott? Gmail. Mix minus. Boop, boop, boop. Scott sent us a voicemail on November 15th. That is after the last show and before this one. So, yes, we have a voicemail. And I'm not going to make the mistake that I did last time. I'm going to go ahead and download it.
We picked a tree. I could give an update on that.
You could? Oh, there you go. Because I also made a decision about our tree. So that would be great. Well, I didn't. I mean, Zach and I made a decision about our tree. But, yeah, we can. There you go.
I mentioned it on The Geeky Gay. But I didn't really go into much detail.
I have not yet listened to today's.
No, it wasn't today. It was earlier in the week. How far behind are you?
Oh, no, you're right. You know, I know I did because that was this morning that you were talking about that you looked at a 9-foot tree and then with the tree topper is going to be the right because it turns out that
don't say it all.
Turns out that your 16-foot ceilings are not 16-foot ceilings.
No, they're not.
It turns out, Adam, that my 16-foot ceilings are not 16 feet either.
Are they taller?
They're 18.
Because your house... I've seen
my house is split. So the ceiling over the great room is 2-story. And then the other half of the house has so we only have half of a 2-story.
My ceiling
is half of an upstairs.
Like that.
Yeah. So on our upstairs, we have the YouTube studio, a bathroom, and then our 2 offices, which are just 2 bedrooms up here. That's just on one side.
Well, I'm going to, if I mentioned everything on The Geeky Gay, I'm going to repeat it here because Daniel and I are going to discuss our tree decisions.
We are. It's going to be a barn burner.
That will make it more interesting because we're going to discuss it. Technically, our house is a 5-bedroom.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
But it's because they called every room other than the living room a bedroom.
Archer, you have 4 bedrooms. No, we have 3 bedrooms, Archer. We have... All right, let's... Oh, I wanted to address this. Let me just address this.
Yes?
You were talking about what a bonus room was to one of your tweets or whatever. And I kept screaming at you. I don't know why you didn't hear me through the radio, but I was screaming at you as
it's not the radio.
I was listening on the radio as I was driving. I was listening... in my car and I was screaming at you and I didn't know why you couldn't hear me. I was just like, I said it right there. The definition of a bonus room.
Yes.
Is that it is a room that cannot be classified as something else. Legally from a real estate standpoint, they cannot call it a bedroom unless it has a window and a closet. That is a requirement for it to be called a bedroom. You cannot call it a bathroom unless it at least has a toilet in it and a sink. It's like, you cannot call it, so they, when they're, otherwise you could post, I have a 19 bedroom house and you have a bunch of closets and you're, oh, that's a bedroom. I have mice and they like to sleep in there. So,
well, it's interesting because this my point
to answer Archer's question before I forget. No, Archer, the YouTube studio is not a bedroom. It is an open loft. It's as big as the bedrooms, but it is an open loft overlooking the living room. And
it's basically a stairway, a large stairwell.
No, the stair is separate from that, but then, so the YouTube studio is
a landing. Loft.
Yeah, no, it's way bigger than a landing. It's as big as this room. And then there's two bedrooms upstairs and a master bedroom downstairs. So if we wanted to spend the money to just drywall in that loft and then put in a closet, we could call it a four bedroom house. Yes. And that wouldn't be that expensive. I mean, drywall is not expensive. But.
So I'm going to say this because I don't know. They could have very well called this room a bedroom.
If it has a closet and a window.
Well, I'm saying, no. I'm saying in the description of the home, they might have called it a bedroom. It does have a bathroom and a closet.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, then they can legally call it a window. Yeah, they can legally call it a bedroom.
There's a window right there. But I don't know what they called it, but I thought of it as a bonus room because when you go into a house where there's only one room upstairs, you go up the stairs, there's one room, and the ceilings are angled as if they didn't have room to build a whole room. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to make an entire floor. They just wanted to add an extra room up there. Those are generally called bonus rooms, I thought.
Yes. Conversion rooms, bonus rooms. But the main reason they're usually called that is they don't have windows. Like if you convert attic space into a bedroom or into another room, you can't actually call it a bedroom unless it has a window.
Well, they built the house this way.
Yes.
And it does have a window. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
But in general, that's what the term bonus room, you were using it in the sense that, oh, this room could be anything.
Yeah.
Like it's our rooms. Bigger. Are, yeah.
It's a little bit bigger than a bedroom as well.
So these are technically bedrooms that Zach and I are in, but there's no beds in them. We're using them as offices.
I could put a bed right here where I'm at, and then the whole rest of the room could be a sitting area. It would be like a master suite, except the bathroom up here, it's almost like a...
Does the bathroom have a shower?
Yes.
Oh, it's then it's an in-law suite.
An in-law suite.
Yeah.
That lime.
How many bedrooms do you have downstairs? Wants Archer to know. Wants Archer to know.
Well, again, it's confusing.
Oh, my God. What is? How many bedrooms?
There are four bedrooms downstairs.
Okay.
But one of them is an office. Mm-hmm. They called it a bedroom. Mm-hmm. I feel as if it should have been called an office because it's not carpeted. They continued the hardwood flooring into that room. Mm-hmm. And it's positioned at the front of the house. Mm-hmm. I see that as an office. They classified
That's
it as a bedroom.
Because you're gay.
Okay.
For a young straight couple, that room would be the nursery. Oh, we can put the crib in there, and then we don't have to worry about them peeing on the carpet, and it'll be easier to clean up stuff when we're changing their diapers and stuff in the little nursery there. So that's probably
why. You wouldn't put your baby at the front of the house?
Sure you would.
Would you?
Sure you would.
Somebody could, the master bedroom's all the way catty corner from that room.
Yeah,
somebody
that's why they have baby, bust the they window have baby and, monitors.
I would put the baby in the back of the house behind the fence.
Adam, do
backyard.
You know how often people break into houses through going through a window that they smash?
I don't know.
Like
no.
Tiny bits.
It feels less safe to me.
It's not, though.
I also personally wouldn't want to sleep in that front room with that big window leading right out into the front yard. I don't want somebody, again, breaking the window and coming in and killing me. So,
do you not have an alarm in the house?
I don't have an alarm.
Is there a rash of people breaking into houses in your neighborhood?
No, but that neighbor that I've talked about before, who's a little lower class.
Lives on the wrong side of the fence.
He, who knows? They could be smoking meth or whatever you do with meth.
Yeah. Do you smell cat pee? Is there Is there a faint odor of like cat urine outside? Because that's, I'm told that that's what meth labs produce, is an odor that smells very...
No, but it's funny because at night, not every night, but some nights we walk out, or I walk out when I'm letting Sydney go pee, and there's a strange odor in the air.
Ooh.
But the thing is, it's not just those, it's not just those neighbors, and I know that because we...
The neighbors from the wrong side of the fence.
Right. Yeah. Because we drove into town to get some food, and I smelled the same smell in town. So I think it might be the Tyson chicken plant.
Ah.
Maybe they do something at night that really stinks.
Yeah, that's where they make the COVID.
I don't know, but...
That's why Tyson was in the news, because they produced the COVID there at them Tyson plants. Democrats had that Tyson place making the COVID for them to ship out across the country, because liberals don't eat chicken, and that's something that Republicans eat, and so they put the COVID in it to try to infect us. But California loves their chicken, and so that's what happened, is that California got the COVID, and because they love the chicken.
Oh, wow. So Archer,
that's why Trump. That's why Trump wouldn't let him shut down the Tyson plant, because there's all that evidence. That's what you don't understand, Adam, is that Trump is playing six-dimensional chess. He knows all this stuff. He knows he lost the election, but he's doing. Did my accent just switch? Did I just switch from one kind of country bumpkin to another? That was very meta of me. Now what he's doing, you see, what he's doing is he's waiting to catch him, because you can't prosecute somebody unless they've done the crime. So he's waiting for them to steal the election, and then he's going to swoop in with all the evidence. You just watch him. He's going to swoop in with all the, and he's going to send all them Democrats to jail.
Three bathrooms,
so it's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house. Archer.
Yes.
3.5 or 3?
3.
You don't have anywhere in the house, you don't just have a room with a toilet?
No.
Like a guest. So ours, Archer, would be a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, because we have a front bathroom that's just a toilet and a sink for like guests. Does that qualify for like guests?
I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know.
That closely. That. I did hear the 2.5 bath part. The only other bathroom we have is if you walk out the sliding glass door in the back and stand there and pee into the backyard.
Why on God's earth would you go out and pee in your backyard?
You wouldn't, but you could.
Well, unless you're from the wrong side of the fence, then they pee on their yards all the time.
I've peed outside before.
I peed outside when I was camping in the woods somewhere, but I've never peed in my backyard.
Sater, you live in an apartment now, so
yeah.
I hope you're not peeing in your backyard.
That is probably why he lives in an apartment.
Or is he Adam in that statement?
They kicked him out of his house. That's why he's in an apartment, because he peed in the backyard all the time.
So yes. Well, I think I've told the square footage, and maybe Archer was not around when I did the tour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because one night we were doing the live show, and after the show...
What was the square footage of your house?
I forget.
Was it, is it 4,000?
No, it's 3,000.
3,000.
3,000 square foot, yeah.
I forget ours. I think ours is 18. Ours is 1,800.
It's amazing that mine is so much larger than yours.
Keep in mind...
I always think...
Keep in mind, that doesn't count as square footage.
That doesn't?
All right, the house is a two-story house, but only half of the house has a second floor. The whole other side of the house that has an open second floor is not counted as square footage. So that's why.
Right, but you have a kitchen, you have a living room.
But what I'm trying to say
is you have three bedrooms, right?
Yes. And if I were to put a ceiling over the living room, then I would have, 2,500 square feet or something.
So you have 3 bedrooms.
3 bedrooms, 2.5
baths. 2.5 baths.
A great room, dining room,
kitchen,
master bedroom with a master bath, closet, all that stuff.
So we don't have that many more rooms than you do.
No.
So something
you
is...
You must have big rooms.
It's more spacious.
Yeah. You have big rooms, man.
So I did a tour, and you missed it, Archer. Yeah. So
I did a tour, and halfway through the tour, I was just like, dear God, the house is so messy, and I feel like I shouldn't be showing it to people because there's just shit everywhere. In fairness, that was a long time ago.
It was, yeah.
During the beginning of the pandemic stuff. All right, I need to get a drink and then I'm ready.
Okay. Well, when you get back, I'll go pee in my backyard before we get started. Yeah, it was late. I couldn't give a complete tour because Mark was sleeping already. And Sater, I don't feel like that comment warrants a response. So this is the response that you're getting. I walked around the house and gave a tour of everything that I could, but it was probably 2 a.m. and he was asleep. So somebody got to see it. I don't know who all was here. I think Cyclone was here, but I'm not sure who else was here. Possibly, I don't know why I want to say RT Cruiser, probably not. But that I want to say that for some reason. The woodblock sounding noise? I'm not sure what you mean. Interestingly though, when you mention woodblock sounding noise, so the song, is it Sleigh Ride that goes, that has the horse whinny at the end of the song? It's if anyone's been listening to a Christmas station, there's a song that has the horse whinny at the end. And when you mention woodblock, when I was younger, my mom was a music teacher, and I was in high school, I think. She was a junior high, or I don't know. She taught music. And they, in their concerts, I would help with stage stuff and whatever. And they did Sleigh Ride, and there's a part in that song where it's not a woodblock, but it's a big clapper thing. It's like two boards that are hinged together. It's just basically two 2x4s that are hinged together that a percussionist will use to make a slapping sound. And for whatever reason, and it's very syncopated, so it goes... It's on the offbeat, and for whatever reason, woodblock made me think of this because it's also kind of like a woodblock. When we're in the car and we're listening to that song, I slap my leg in the exact right, and now Mark does it, so now it's a thing that we do together. So every time it's on in the car, it'll come on
together.
It'll go. But it up, 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 up. But actually, I did that in the wrong spot. But you get what I'm saying. I was excited because I was performing. And for whatever reason, I'm always very proud of myself that I get it in the right spot. But the point was, there was no point really. I was just trying to fill time while Daniel was gone.
While Daniel went to the bathroom. No, to
that woodblock. That in one of my mom's concerts, I was responsible for doing that.
But doesn't that suck? Doesn't that suck to be that
stick?
Yeah, doesn't it suck to be that guy if you're like an adult? Like that's all you do the entire time? You're just sitting there counting measures most of the song? Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
I was young. So I don't know. Well, no, because in everyday life, when an orchestra performs that song.
Yes. The slapstick is a percussionist.
Is doing other things. And then
yes.
At that point,
right, in that particular song,
goes,
yes, in that particular song.
Right.
There's not a lot of other percussion in the song. There's the other percussion piece is the jingle bell, the constant. Yes. But you can't be doing that because that's the entire song. So you can't be doing that and do the slapstick. So that guy clearly is first chair because he gets to play the whole song. So he's like, ching, 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 ching. Ha, what are you doing over there? Huh? You're waiting for your point. Your part's going to come out. Don't mess up the beat. Don't mess up the.
It's pretty satisfying if you get that right in the right spot. It's pretty satisfying. I might, for that one song, it's very enjoyable. I did it during that concert, and it's this big, look, well,
yeah,
you were
gone.
Yeah, I
know gone, what a clapper
like
is.
Two big
two by fours. Yeah, exactly. I've seen the clapper.
Hinged together, and you're like.
You know why it looks like that? Because that's basically exactly what it is.
I think they're tapered a little bit, they're not exactly just two by four. Okay, I'm going to go pee in my backyard.
Great. Mm-hmm. I'll wait.
And then we can get started.
That is downstairs, so that'll take you a while because you have to go down six flights of stairs and out through the edge. All right, chat room, I need your help while Adam is gone. I had to do a event at work today where I did some trivia games for a particular Thanksgiving luncheon today, and as part of that, I used the news quiz. So I've actually already read and taken the news quiz in the New York Times today. Do I tell Adam now? Because actually, I have a backup for instead of us doing the news quiz tonight, I have a quiz for him. It's like, do I not tell him and I just let him read the news quiz and get every answer correct? Even the sports one? All right. I'll do that. In fact, I'll just double down on the news quiz. Let's see. What was that timer sound? I've got to find that because Adam later is going to go, did you have the timer music? Are you ready to play the timer music? And inevitably, I always forget about the timer music until I sit down to do that news quiz with him. So now I need to find in my YouTube history. Oh, yeah, I think this was it. Minute to win it. Timer version 9, is that right?
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Okay. I was preparing Adam. I was making sure that I had the 1 minute timer ready to go.
You know, I was thinking about that. Does it make sense that you're playing it, because doesn't that give you less time?
It does.
Because there's lag, and so by the time I hear the music start, you've already lost a couple of seconds.
Well, I know.
Maybe it's not that much.
I know.
Maybe it's only... The Wipeout guy? Do you mean the comedian guy who used to be on The
John
Soup
Henson.
Or something?
Yeah, Skunk Boy. John Henson. I loved
what?
Him.
John? I don't think that's the same person.
John Henson. It's spelled differently, I think. H-I-N, but...
He died? No. There must have been another host on that show.
Oh, yeah, there was two of them. He was the comedy guy.
Oh, a contestant finished and then died.
What? Oh. Okay.
Well, I always thought John Henson was... So, I'm glad John Henson did not die today, because... He was just a host on one of the Food Network shows that we watch, and so that would have been, well, it would have been sad.
He got his start on Talk Soup. I really liked him when he was on Talk Soup.
He has that white spot.
Yeah, he used to call himself Skunk Boy because he had the white stripe. All right.
Okay, so I have to
Do you know that? Oh, tell me when you're going to hit. No, I'll just do it.
I'm recording.
So am I.
Because you said, tell me, and then you said, no, I'll just do it. Forget it. So I just...
I didn't know that you heard that, Adam. I did it as a stage whisper. It says in the script that when I do a stage whisper, you don't hear it.
Whisper. You and I can't say words tonight.
I know. Dongle. We also... Can you throw it up on the Trello just in case I forget? We need to say... that we are taking a break next week.
Sure. Where do you want it?
Right after the break. Cool. All right. I'm just making sure I'm not making mouth noises, because I know that it drives Scott crazy.
I wish I wasn't. I must be allergic to citrus and alcohol.
I ate an almond.
It is the weirdest thing. My nose itches anytime I have citrus or alcohol.
Wait, citrus or alcohol?
Well, that's even worse.
Your nose itches? What are you drinking?
Grapefruit vodka.
Whew. Well, that is citrus and alcohol. What are you drinking?
That's what I'm saying. It's citrus or
okay,
alcohol.
But what are you drinking that's making your nose itch?
No, there was a lime.
In the coconut?
That
did
I
you
squirted.
Drink it all up?
No, yes. There was a lime with the rice, the cilantro rice that I
got
had
it.
This evening.
I understand
and I
it.
I squirted the lime on
See,
there.
I was missing this crucial piece of information.
My nose is now itching.
I was smitten. All right, I'm ready to go. You ready to go?
Okay, I'm ready.